Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, it's been a big week for things space-related. Yesterday, Boeing finally launched a manned spacecraft, while a cosmonaut called Oleg Kononenko became the first person to log 1,000 days in space. Leo Enright is here to tell us all about it. Afternoon, Leo.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Now, Oleg, it's 1,000 days, but it's not all at the one go, I assume.
No, indeed. This man has been, this is his fifth stint living and working on the International Space Station. He's actually in the middle of a one-year flight. So he's been up for about 6 months and he won't be coming back till September. So this guy really loves being off the planet.
Yeah. Is that, in terms of your physiology and your mental health, it can't be good for you.
Yeah, I do wonder. I mean, certainly there's no question that the human body does deteriorate because of our gravity field that we're in. Our muscles are constantly working to keep us upright, whereas in space, your muscles waste away. So the biggest chore really for astronauts, men and women aboard the station, is that they have to do, they must, for their own health, they must do several hours on the treadmill every day. They have this bungee cord as a sort of an elastic band that keeps them stuck to the treadmill. And they have to do this for hours on end every single day of their stay in orbit.
Yeah. Now, what's noticeable about Oleg and also the Boeing flight is that the astronauts are now kind of mostly old fellas. Oleg's 59.
That's right.
And the captain of the Boeing flight was 60.
That's right. But Wilmore, who's actually, just as we speak, they just passed over West Cork a few moments ago, and they're actually now within sight of the International Space Station. They'll be linking up with the station in about an hour. They're generally speaking, astronauts tend to be in their 40s onwards. The oldest has been 80. And the youngest, who didn't actually go into orbit, was a young man in his teens who went up on one of those joyrides up and down with Jeff Bezos. That young man flew. Before that, the youngest astronaut ever was actually the second man in space. He was only in his 20s, and the guy was such a tearaway that they never allowed him go into space again.
Casey went drinking when he went up again. And the fact that this Boeing spacecraft, as I understand it, it's taken a while to get off the ground. It seems to have had, a few mishaps along the way.
This is a long, long story. I mean, they're 7 years late with this damn thing. Everything involving putting humans into space, both men and women, is so much more difficult than just firing a lump of metal into orbit because, you got to take care of them. And if the rocket blows up, there's a big, big insurance claim to the government and for the rocket companies. So you have to be ultra careful. That's one of the things. And in this particular case, this mission, even over the last few weeks, they've had delay after delay. And last night I was up most of the night because the damn thing, once it got into space, sprang a leak.
So, oh, God.
They were running around like madmen and women in mission control in the middle of the night. I was watching them here on my TV and they were tearing their hair out trying to work out how do we stop this damn leak. But fortunately, when the astronauts woke up this morning and when I finally got a bit of sleep, we all woke up and discovered, actually, they managed to fix it. So the docking, the link up with the space station is going ahead within the hour.
I'm glad to hear it. And not to wish anybody ill will or anything like that. But as you understand, if it had failed, it would have landed by the Blasket Islands, which obviously would have been great for tourism.
That's right. Yes, it would actually, literally. And they did. They have a call out as the astronauts are going uphill, as we in the space business like to call it, Sean, as they're going uphill, there's a call out, Shannon. And that's to alert the crew that if there's a problem at that stage, they should press the button marked Shannon and the rocket will take them safely, hopefully, to splash down off the Blasket Islands. But this time, everything went well and everybody's fine up there.
OK, good to hear it. Leo, always a pleasure as ever. That's Leo Enright.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.